Hey there, good evening. My name is Ricardo. And
Hello?
Good evening, sir. My name is Ricardo, and I'm from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey in your area. We'd like to just include your opinion, sir. It's very important.
Okay.
First, which one of the following best describes you? Would it be currently employed full-time, currently employed part-time, not currently employed, but seeking employment, not current employed, and not seeking employment, retired or student?
I guess mostly retired. I mean, I do part-time, but I guess retired.
Okay. And are you or any members of your household currently employed in any of the following types of occupations? First one would be manufacturer, nonprofit, endowment, construction, building, healthcare, retail, restaurant, hospitality, commercial, real estate, development, professional services, banking, trade service, like electrical, plumbing, HVAC, or other?
My wife's a trucker, and I do Domino's Pizza on the side. So, I guess that would be the parent would be a part of it.
You said your wife is a trucker, and you, yourself?
Oh, I'm at the Child Army. I do Domino's Pizza on the side.
Okay. On part-time, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Ninja, thank you for taking time on this very valuable for you, sir. What county do you live in?
Bell County.
Bell County.
Right. Would it be this one we're in?
Would it be Bradford, PA, Cameron, PA, Chemung, New York?
Wait, are you looking for Pennsylvania? No, I'm in Texas.
Oh, you're okay.
I'm from upstate New York, but I live in Texas now.
Okay. So would that be like Chemung, New York, or Steuben, New York? Or? Okay. All right, and which of the following have you done within the past 12 months? I'm going to read you just a quick list here. First one would be started a new job, welcomed a new child into the household, bought a new home or refinanced your home, purchased a new car, opened a new checking account, opened a new credit card, opened a savings account, declared bankruptcy, started a business, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your age? Would you say 18 to 27, 28 to 40, 41 to 57, 58
to 47? 41 to 57.
And this is just a question that I have to ask you, sir. Are you a male? Female?
Male.
Non-binary? Okay. And how involved are you in selecting and managing the finances for your household? A quick list would be, you currently do not have a bank and use cash and checks, cash and services. You are not very involved in the banking decisions for your household. You are the key decision maker, but someone else handles the day-to-day banking needs. You are the key decision maker and handle most of the banking decisions. How involved are you?
I mean, me and my wife do about 50-50, but I guess major decision worker, but she does the banking, I guess.
Okay, I see what you are the key decision maker, but someone else handles the day-to-day banking needs. And
I guess that's kind of about it.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and select that here. What do you look for in a bank? If you could mention a couple of things so I can write down your opinion here.
Truthfully, I don't. I mean, we haven't dealt with that in about 10 years. We haven't ten years. So,
okay. Which of the following do you currently have? Could be more than one answer. It's a list here. It's a checking account, savings account, 401k. Retirement account, money market account, home equity loan, auto loan, mortgage, investment account, personal loan, credit card, mobile payment app such as Venmo, Zelle, Google Pay, or Apple Pay, or none of the above?
Checking, savings, credit card, 401k, and
okay.
I think that's it.
Okay, I'm just moving on here. Your primary bank would be the one with which you have most of your day-to-day accounts. How many years have you been with your primary bank? Would it be less than 1 year, 2 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or 30 plus years?
11 to 20. 11 to 20.
And now this survey is about your banking needs. Your answers will remain anonymous, and they are designed to inform banking services in the area. Thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top 5 banks that come to your mind?
Fort National Bank, my area, Wells Fargo, USAA.
You said,
I don't know after that. I mean, I do Andrews, but it's not my area, so I don't think you wanted that part.
Okay, but you did say West Fargo, right?
Yeah, West Fargo, Fort Hood National Bank, and what is it? Yeah, the only other banks I know are mostly in New York, like Corning Federal Credit Union, because, you know, back to side. Most banks we don't. My address I've had since I was in Germany, so.
Okay, I see here. So I was just making. You did say First National Bank, right? First.
Yeah. I think First National Bank. I think USAA was the other one, I think.
And which of the following banks have you heard of? I can use also the ones you just mentioned, and you can select all of the ones you've heard of, even those you just mentioned, okay?
Okay.
So that would be Wells Fargo, and you did say First National Bank. Any other bank that you've heard of aside of the ones you've told me earlier?
Like I said, Corning Federal Credit Union, but that's a New York State Federal Credit Union. There was the teacher union one, but I can't remember the actual whole name of it, sorry.
Would it be like, Andrews?
Yeah, Federal Credit Union. That's the one I got in Germany. That's my bank. My wife has a different bank.
Yeah, let me write that one down. Andrews. And which one of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with? Would it be First National Bank of PA, Wells Fargo, Andrews Federal Credit Union?
Me personally, Andrews Federal Credit Union. And the other one is Fort Hood National Bank. I can't remember what they changed their name to. Since Fort Hood military base changed their name, I can't remember what they changed the name to, but.
Okay. All right. And which bank would you consider your primary bank today? Would it be?
Andrews Federal Credit Union.
Okay. If making the choice today, which banks would you consider? First National Bank, Wells Fargo, Andrews Federal Credit Union, or none?
Andrews Federal Credit Union. The other two, no, thank you.
I hear you. Okay. And if making the choice today, which one bank would you most prefer to use? It's giving me the same list, you know, First National Bank of PA and Wells Fargo and Andrews Federal Credit Union.
You say VA?
Yes. It's giving me the options of First National Bank of PA, Wells Fargo, and Andrews Federal Credit Union. If making a choice today, which one bank would you most prefer to use?
My Andrews Federal Credit Union.
And why would you prefer this bank? Just so that I can write down your opinion here.
I already have a rapport with them. I have just what I've dealt with all the years. Like I said, I've had it for over 20, so.
Over 20 years, right?
Yep.
Which, if any, banks would you avoid? Wells Fargo, National Bank of PA, or none?
Yeah, First National Bank, definitely. Wells Fargo's been iffy, so I'd be hesitant, but I want to say I would avoid it. Okay.
And is that to me, why would you avoid this bank? Just so I could write down your opinion?
Because they're handing out people's information to the government without warrants.
Information without
due process.
Without people's
well, due process or warrant. Limit.
Or warrant, okay.
Yeah. I don't care if you give direction how long it, like, you know, due process has passed.
Right. Okay. Alrighty, and then moving on here as fast as I can. For which banks have you seen, read, or heard any advertising for? Could include ads you've seen while online or on your phone, as well as traditional print, television, radio, or billboards. You can answer multiple.
None of them really, as of late. I mean, I have USAA, it's the only one.
It's showing me First National Bank of PA, Wells Fargo, and Andrews Credit Union. None?
None of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And knowing that one bank typically is not the best at everything, what one bank would you associate with being best in the following ways? First, it's a quick list here. First one would be great programs for the youth. It's giving
me... I'm not seeing it being you.
Yes, so it's giving me the options of, like, the banks we've been talking about, which is First National Bank of PA,
yeah,
Wells Fargo, and Andrews Federal Credit Union. So, you know, knowing that one bank typically is not the best at everything, what one bank would you associate with being best in the following ways? When it comes down to great programs for the youth, would you say...
Neither, not okay. Above. I don't, like
okay.
That, I don't see no advertisement. I don't hear enough about it, so...
I hear you. And quickest access to loans.
Andrew's pretty good.
Okay.
Doing pretty good with him.
And most banking...
You're only doing the three, right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
And most banking expertise in your area, would you say from First National Bank of PA, Wells Fargo, or Andrew's Federal Credit Union?
Not about it, because, like I said, Andrew's not in the area, and... I don't know much about the other ones,
okay.
And the only one I would say is my Fort Hood National Bank, but you don't have it on there.
I hear you. And the best rates, would you say, out of the three, First National Bank, Wells Fargo, or Andrews Federal Credit Union?
None of them.
Okay. And when it comes down to best charitable support locally,
None of the above.
None of the above. Best rates?
Not above. I don't know any of them.
None? Okay. Most personalized service?
Same thing. Not above.
Best reputation in the area?
Like I said, not above. Neither for one. One's not in the area. The other two, I don't know anything about them in the area.
Okay. Well, yeah, just want to make sure I have the correct one here. Easiest way to work with? Would you say from First National Bank of PA, Wells Fargo, Andrews Federal Credit Union?
None of the above.
None. And most trustworthy?
Still none of the above. I don't know.
None? No, all right,
yeah.
Okay. Most helpful banking personnel?
Andrews. Been pretty good, so.
Andrews. Most up-to-date technology?
I guess Andrews.
Andrews. And best local connections?
None of the above.
None. Last one, having convenient branches locations?
None of the above.
None. Okay, great. So moving on here, please evaluate these messages that a bank could say by placing them in order of most important to least. I can read you the ones options that I'm looking at here so that you can tell me how we place them. First one would be teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs. That would be one. And then the second will be has products and services to help people start and grow small business, gives back and helps support the communities and services throughout the volunteer work and financial support. And the fourth one is provide easy access to finances at any time with digital tools. Fifth is has wealth management and retire products, offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future. Seventh would be offers opportunities to lock in great rates upon 3 home equity loans. Has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive a $400 cash bonus. And has a banking services tailored to you 24/7 ATMs, online pay a bill. Offer financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education. And the last one would be offer processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud. Would you say...
Got a lot of people.
Right? I hear you. I can read them back to you if you would like, just so that you can see how they would go in order from...
It's the product. It's more in the activist is BS, because most times it's better the family to do it than banks teaching them. But the business one, then it goes the percentages, easy access. I think that was like 4 or 5.
The first one will be teaches youth responsible finances and habits.
Yeah, that's at the end.
Okay, and has products and services to help people start grow business.
Yeah, that was one.
That would be one, and then give back and support to the community. It services throughout all issues.
Like second to last.
Okay, and provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools.
Yep, that's very important. That's two, definitely.
That would be two. Okay, and then offers process tools and advice from protect you from your finances from fraud.
That's definitely three.
Okay, let me put it here. And then what else? Has banking services tailored to you, 24/7 ATMs, online bill paid. I don't know if you want to add that one there or I have.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I guess it's actually asking me to include the other ones in the order that you would prefer. Right now we're at number 6. Would you say number 7 would be has wealth management and retired products? I also have.
Yes.
Okay. So we're at number 8. Any of these ones that I'm going to read to you, just tell me and I can place it there. First one would be offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education. Then we also have has a promotion. That one. And also we have offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future. We also have offers. You want to add that one?
That one is that the offer $400 that could be at the end.
Okay.
That could be in the bad side.
Okay, and so that would leave me with the offers opportunities to lock in great rates, own up to 3 home equity loans. That would be the 11th, if that's how you want them, okay?
Yep. Sounds great.
Okay, and just quickly here, we're already at passing 75% here. Which one bank do you most associate with these messages? This bank has promotions to open a checking account online and receive a $400 cash bonus. These are still the same 3 banks that we were talking about. So we have First International Bank of PA.
None of those, because the only one I would think of that is Fort Hood National Bank, but you don't have it on there.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay. And has banking services tailored to you 24/7 ATMs online field day?
That'd be USAA, but you're not on there. So.
It's not there. Teaches young responsible finances habits through your to youth program?
None above.
None, okay. And gives back and help support to the communities it services throughout volunteer work and finance support?
None of the above.
Has wealth management and retirement products?
That's USA, I think of, but until to be not hard, none of the above.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm switching over my headset.
Sure, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay,
I need to take my food again.
Thank you, sir. Offers opportunities to lock in great rates up to 3 home equity loans. Would you say?
No, both.
Offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education?
No, I would say USA, but they're not up there, so.
They're not there. And offers process tools and advice to protect you for your finances from fraud. Any of those?
Not about.
Has products and services to help people start and grow small business?
Not about. No.
And lastly, provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools.
Andrews.
And the last one will be offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future.
That'd be USA, but they don't have it, so I don't know. None of them.
We're interested in the reputation associated with different banks in your area. Can you please describe CNN in your words, specifically what makes it different than other banks in the area?
The what bank?
It's asking me, we're interested in the reputation associated with different banks in your area.
Yeah.
If you could please describe CNN in your own words, specifically what makes it different than other banks in the area. So I'm thinking CNN Bank is what they want to get your opinion from, but like I said,
I have no clue who they are.
Okay. Okay, so I just want to write that down there. Which of the following adjectives would you associate with CNN? For each of the following, please indicate where this brand falls in the continuum.
You said TNN, like Tango, November, November, right?
No, CNN, like Charlie in November.
Yeah, Charlie November. Wait, you talk about the show or the
No. It's a bank. It's a bank.
Then I have no clue who they are. I truly don't know anything about them.
So in this case, it's giving me a scale from 1 to 10, and 10 will be untrustworthy, and 0 will be trustworthy. But since you are not familiar with this bank, right?
Yep.
Okay. Give me just 1 second, sir.
Because you were saying something New York, I think Pennsylvania, but I don't know.
Sure, I just want to make sure here. Just give me 1 sec. Just bear with me right now, sir. I just want to make sure that I get the right opinion from you.
I haven't lived in New York in four.
Just give me a second, okay? I'm making sure that I get your opinion here correct, that's why. Yeah, so just because I know that we were talking about CNN, that is actually the Citizens and Northern Bank. That's the name of the bank, but you're not familiar with that bank at all, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, CNN. Yeah, because it's bank in Pennsylvania and New York, and I haven't lived there since I was 23, and I was in the Army before that, and then I got back in the Army in, after that.
So, yeah, so even though, you know, you came back, you're with it, so.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, and I the only bank I dealt with much in upstate New York was Corning Federal Credit Union because I had family members that worked at Corning Glass, which got me in the Federal Credit Union. Yeah, 2002 to 2004 is the only time I dealt with growing up stuff in New York, so.
Okay, just give me a second because it's actually supposed to be giving me an option on the fact that you don't, you don't have a clue who's his,
yeah.
Who's my kid, and it's not giving me actually an option to do so. So I want to take.
I think your best bet might be just to kill it off because if it's not letting you, that way you can hopefully get time to somebody else real quick.
Yeah, well, it could actually be an error. Just give me a quick second.
Okay. I'm going.
All right, great. Now we just have a few more questions to help us classify your responses. How long have you lived in the general Pennsylvania, New York area?
I've lived there 2 years, from 2002 to 2004.
So 2 years, right?
Yep, because like I said, I moved to Texas. I retired out of the Army, and I stayed in Texas.
Okay. Which one of the following best describes your household income last year? Would it be less than $35,000, $35,000, but less than $50,000, $50,000?
$35,000 to less than
$50,000. Okay, and how many children under 18 do you have living in your household?
One.
Which of the following best describes your marital status? Married, domestic partnerships?
Married.
Which
1 year.
20 years? Okay. Which of the following best describes your highest level of education attained? High school?
High school.
High school.
Which Unless you want to add the military.
Military?
In Iraq. About
in
it.
Iraq.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And which of the following best describes your race? Would it be white Caucasian, black African American?
White Caucasian.
For classification purposes only, do you consider yourself to be of Latin or Hispanic origin?
Nope.
Okay. Sir, this concludes the service. We want to say thank you for your time. I know that we had a little bit of an issue there with that option, but
no
I'm going to go ahead and run it by one of our supervisors so they can look into that. However, I did answer zero on everything, so that's basically, you know, you have no clue what
mm-hmm.
that bank is, you know, even though, you know, you were in the area there, but that Citizens and Norton Bank, they were asking you your opinion on that. But, sir, I really want to say thank you for your time. It's actually my first survey of the night, and thank you for serving the country, okay?
Good luck. Have fun.
Thank you, sir.